Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Real World Radio is speaking with Lucy Cadena. She's one of the co-coordinators of the Climate Justice and Energy Program of Friends of the Earth International after the end of this COP in Paris. Lucy, first of all, I think this is the first time that we have an interview. Really welcome to Real World Radio.
Thank you very much.
Lucy, as I said, we just ended the COP here and also the several parallel activities, mobilizations, actions that Friends of the Earth International has been involved in. The first thing I would like to ask you is, what's your general perspective, your general opinion about these 2 weeks here?
I think these 2 weeks, what they've proven to me is that the real power really doesn't lie within those UN halls. The real power is out on the streets, and we saw that out on the streets of Paris, particularly on Saturday, December the 12th. People came from all over Europe and all over the world to be in Paris that day, to literally spell out in the streets their vision for a just and fair world and peaceful world. And that's really where the real power lies. It's with the people, and not with those people in the halls who are congratulating themselves on what they said to be was an ambitious deal that really will do nothing to keep the planet safe.
Yeah, and on the 11th, Friends of the Earth International has its People's Power Assembly with around 2,000 people. It was really an amazing moment and a very inspiring moment. I would like to ask you, Lucy, how did you live that? What was your experience there?
It was incredibly overwhelming. I think it was, for me, it was one of the most amazing activist experiences of my life, actually. To just see in one room so many people, so many Friends of the Earth people, it really gave you a sense of feeling like part of a real community, like a real family. And I think that's what's at the heart of this movement, is that we are a lot stronger and a lot bigger than we actually think that we are. When we're doing our own projects and campaigns and resistance in isolation, it can really feel like it's you against the world. But it's really, you've got the whole world behind you, and I think that's really how it felt.
Lucy, as we said at the beginning, yesterday the negotiations just ended, and there are lots of news all around the world saying that our political leaders saved the world, that they finally came up with an agreement, that there is something to stop global warming. What is the evaluation that Friends of the Earth International is doing about that?
Well, really, we came to Paris, we knew that the agreement would be a failure. We knew that it wouldn't go anyway to saving the people or saving the planet. And that's not why we're here. We weren't here to demand that our political leaders save the planet. We were here to demand that they catch up, because really the people have been leading this huge global transformation for decades. People have been resisting dirty energy projects, people have been resisting corporate influence, people have been resisting the power of big multinationals, and people have been implementing real solutions at home. So really, our message to the leaders this year was you need to catch up with the people, because we're leading the way and this transformation is happening with or without your support. Of course, it would happen a lot quicker if they got on board, but we're just going to have to all muscle in and get it done.
Hey, Lucy, finally, so now the world has disagreement, but at the same time there are dozens, lots of social movements, organizations, environmentalists, workers, people who are resisting in the ground. So Friends of the Earth International itself, but also with its allies, how this keeps moving? I mean, in which way Friends of the Earth International will keep working about these issues?
Really, as a climate justice movement, we need to get stronger. We all know that. But it's about connecting our struggles. It's about connecting to people who are there at the front line alongside you. It's about acting in solidarity with people all over the world who are resisting these horrible projects. And it's really about just acknowledging that you are part of this family. You do have the whole world behind you, and you really need to be there at the front lines, holding your governments to account, giving them the powerful mandate to make these huge changes that we need.
Okay, it was Lucy Cadena, as I said at the beginning, the Friends of the Earth International Climate Justice and Energy Program. She's one of the co-coordinators. Thank you very much, Lucy.
Thanks very much.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.